AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Attorney General Loretta Lynch calls the attack on a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado an attack on women seeking health care, the Colorado Springs community, and an attack on the rule of law. Three people were killed, nine others injured in Friday's shooting. It has also led to calls for the nation to strengthen gun laws, especially when it comes to finding ways to prevent people who are seriously mentally ill from obtaining a firearm. California Democrat Adam Schiff tells ABC's This Week.
Nothing we have done has worked because essentially we have done nothing. The background checks are not universal, so even if people who are mentally ill would be barred, if they buy it off the back of a truck or they buy it at a gun show, it's not going to stop them from getting a weapon.
One police official in Colorado Springs says the suspect, 57-year-old Robert Lewis Deere, said no more baby parts. Deere is expected to make his first court appearance tomorrow. President Obama heads to Paris today to attend the Global Climate Summit in the French capital. During a meeting earlier this month with young leaders in Southeast Asia, the president said he hopes the summit will find binding commitments to curb greenhouse gases.
It won't be the same for every country. More developed countries, they should do more. Less developed, they don't have to do as much because they haven't contributed so much to carbon pollution, but everybody has to do something.
Thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets of Paris in defiance of the government's ban on demonstrations since the terror attacks earlier this month. At least 100 people have been arrested by Paris police during those demonstrations. Crews are working to restore power to tens of thousands of customers in Oklahoma. Freezing rain brought down the trees and power poles. Christina Dukeman with Oklahoma Gas and Electric says most of the outages are in the state's largest city, Oklahoma City. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump insists he saw videos of people in New Jersey celebrating the 9/11 attacks. He tells NBC's Meet the Press he's heard from people on the campaign trail saying the same thing.
In Sarasota, people were telling me yesterday they used to live in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. They remember it vividly. They thought it was disgusting. So these are people that saw it too. The Washington Post reported it. Other people, many, many people have seen it.
State and local officials in New Jersey say it never happened. Fellow GOP candidate Ohio Governor John Kasich tells ABC's This Week that Trump poses a threat to the country.
Somebody who divides this country here in the 21st century, who's calling names of women and Muslims and Hispanics and mocking reporters, then saying, I didn't do it, but he did do it. It's just not going to happen.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.